Welcome, everybody. Shinaman 958, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle, of course, Simin Resh Tes Vav, learning the halachas of Amen, and we are in the middle of Bracha Shein, the halachas of Bracha Shein Tzricha and Bracha Levatola. Now, the question comes up, first of all, we started talking about last time in reference to how a person has to be careful that to say Hashem's name in any language, even G-D, and so on. But I just want to get into a little bit the background of that and the understanding. In other words, in our Simin Resh Tes Vav, we're learning the halachas of Amen, really. So how did this whole thing come up, first of all, and what exactly is the problem of, in general, making a bracha? What is the so-called, if you want to call it a veir? Okay, we understand the Rabban and the Raisa, that's not the issue. It's not allowed to be done. But where do we draw the line on the severity of the issue and so on? So just to start off with, and then we'll get into the saying it in Belashan Laz, in other languages and so on, and just go finish off with that. So our Simin, of course, Resh Tes Vav, the Mechaba says in Sif Dalet, Kol HaMavarech Bracha Shein Etzricha, which we've read in the past, somebody makes a Bracha Shein Etzricha that's not needed, or Bracha Levatala, HaRezeh Noiseh Shem Shemayim Lashav, Mamash Yur. So Lemaisa, what that means is it takes the divine name, takes Hashem's name in vain. Right? So the question is over here, which we've mentioned in the past, what does that mean? Lemaisa, I am saying a bracha, right? No, you say Shem Shemayim Lashav, but I'm saying it in a praiseworthy statement. I'm making a bracha. So we'll talk about that again. But it says the Mechaba, finishing off, Vayrehu Kenishba Lashab. It's like he's swearing in vain. Vasalanais Achrav Amen, to the point that you're not allowed to even say Amen after that. So we spoke about that in the past. And the Maisa, what we said was the person has, we have to keep the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch tells us when to praise Hashem, how to praise Hashem, and the type of wording to praise Hashem, kaviyachal, if you want to call it, right? Obviously, in English, just saying, I love you, Hashem, I praise Hashem, that's all fine. But if it's done in certain specific ways, with certain specific words, in certain specific settings, then it's not allowed to be done. Okay, so that's as far as the halacha per se go. Now, just to read from the Mishnah Berurah, explaining what this is all about. And in Ois Yud Ches, Sifkat Yud Ches, he goes through the various different examples, which we spoke about, the fruit during the course of the meal, eating something before the meal, so on, putting it on the side, 100 brachas, Shabbos. Okay, that's not the issue. We spoke about all that. But the point I want to get into is what exactly is the foundation of this whole issue. So he says like this, the Mishnah Berurah, in Sifkat Yud Ches Lashov, in vain. What exactly does it mean in vain? I'm saying a praise. Like what's the deal? So he says, "Ratzaloyma af shehu mevarech kaseida nusach habracha." When a person makes a bracha, let's say a bracha shein etzricha that's not needed, or a bracha levatella, right? Again, which is worse? We're not going to get into the whole thing right now. But what's not allowed to be done? I'm saying a bracha shein etzricha. I'm not allowed to say this bracha. Fine. Af shehu mevarech kaseida nusach habracha. Even though you're saying it, I'm saying the exact same bracha, and I'm saying it the right way. In other words, if I make a bracha levatella and I change some sort of the wording or something and I mess it up and it's a bracha levatala, a bracha made in vain, okay, I could understand. But over here, I'm amish saying, by bracha shein etzricha, I'm saying, baruch ato Hashem, lekeinu malach olam sha'akol ne'abadvari, I make a shahakol. So what did I do wrong? I mean, I said the bracha that I'm supposed to say, okay, but I said it in the wrong time and place, let's say, right? Like in the cases that we spoke about. That's all I did. But he says, keseder nusach habracha b'derech ha'idov v'shevach, and I'm saying it with praise to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, right? Praise to Hashem. Kevin shein etzricha. So says the Mishnah Berurah. Kevin shein etzricha. Since it's not needed right now. In other words, we said last time you can't just walk around saying, "Good, I want to make a shahakol." A person says, "I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much. I want to say the bracha of shahakol with the Hashem's name. I'm going to say the whole thing 20 times extra today. Rachman al Islan. It shouldn't be done." What's wrong? I just want to praise Hashem. Shahakol, everything is in His words. Shahakol niyabat, everything is in His words. You can't do that. Could I walk around all day saying, "I love you, Hashem. I thank you, Hashem, for my legs. I thank you, Hashem, for my arms. I thank you, Hashem, for my eyes." Yeah, that you could do, of course. Not that you could do, you're supposed to do. "I love you, Hashem. I thank you, Hashem, for every part of the body," and not just every part of the body. You go through one piece by piece, piece of the body. "Thank you, Hashem, for my eyes, my ears, my esophagus, whatever it might be." Right? That that one should do. That's supposed to be done, and that has to be done. But when it's done in a format of, that's what he's saying, Kaseid and Nusach HaBracha, B'derech HaHidav HaShvach, Kevim Shein Svich, if it's done in that setting, by saying the Shema Vaya, saying Hashem's name, Kaviyachol, right? What's known as is certain specific names of Hashem that are not allowed to be said, then that is not allowed to be done. V'kol shekeinim hizker Shem Hashem levatala. And of course, if it's done levatala, in vain, as opposed to over here, at least I said a shahakal, I had said some sort of phrase. But if you're doing it in vain, shastam saying Hashem's name, that's even worse. Obviously, Chas v'shalom, Rachman al-Slan. So he says v'lav dafka Shem shel arba oisiyos. Right, not just the name of the with the four letters, right? Yud Kei Vav Kei and all that, and the various different shemos which are not allowed to be said. Who are then Shar shemos Gam Kein Bechlal Isavez, and all the other shemos of Hashem, the same iser would apply. Again, we're not going to go. I don't want to get into too many details over here, but just to get a basic understanding as to what exactly is going on. For who are then? Oh, so now he goes on to our what we started. And then we'll move on from there next year. For who adinim huitzi Hashem beloshin laz levatola. The same thing if a person says Hashem's name in the language that they speak, not Lashon Kodesh. So he says, not Lashon Kodesh, dahainu shaloi b'derech shvach v'ayda, if it's not said in shvach v'ayda, gam ken yesh isra, it would also be asra, like, oh my Jideshti, right? It's not in the praise. If you say, oh, I thank you, Hashem, you say Jideshti, okay, so that's a different story. But just time to say it without a praise, good, it's not the Yud Kei Vav Kei, it's not a Likenu, whatever, with the brachas and all that, but even saying it in different languages is not supposed to be done unless it's in a praise, way, praise statement. Okay, so we'll end off with that. They're just reading from the English how they translate that exactly, so we all have many of us, we want a better understanding as to what we're talking about. So likewise, if one expresses the divine name in a foreign language, okay, futilely, not in praise or thanksgiving, this is also involved in the Isser and the prohibition. In other words, a language other than Hebrew, a language other than Lashon HaKodesh, it's not in Hebrew, and it's in some, it could be in Spanish, it could be in Russian, right? In English, it's G-D, in Russian, in Poland, whatever. I'm not familiar with all the different ways of saying it, but whatever language you speak, that name that specifies Hashem specifically is not allowed to be said unless it's in a praise form. Okay, we're going to continue going into some of the various different Isurim in this issue coming up, upcoming Shurim. Thank you for listening. Aslacham Racha Kol Tov.